From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Rising tensions between Turkey and Germany. Turkey's economic minister sought to calm rising tensions with Germany on Friday as Berlin said it was reviewing all applications for arms projects from Ankara. Tensions between the NATO allies have escalated since Turkey arrested six human rights activists, including German national Peter Stoltner, on accusations of terrorism. But relations have been strained over a series of often bitter disputes this year. Turkey's economic minister told Reuters he believed the Turkey-Germany crisis was only temporary. Nihat Sebeki said that Germany must reassess comments that are inappropriate. Holger Schumann is a resident of Berlin. He said, of course, it's absolutely not acceptable that people are detained without reason in any substantial investigation, and it is completely right that the German government is opposing it. Germany said it would review Turkish applications for arms projects. A Las Vegas parole board has granted U.S. football and screen star O.J. Simpson parole after 9 years in prison for armed robbery and kidnapping. The decision was a quick one, announced less than an hour after the conclusion of his parole hearing. The Hall of Fame athlete, who was acquitted at the conclusion of a sensational murder trial in the 1990s, cited his own good behavior while imprisoned on the more recent convictions and told the court he wants to be released so he can be with his family. Simpson, of course, served his 9 years for a crime not having anything to do with the infamous murder of his ex-wife and her friend. Simpson had been jailed for stealing sports memorabilia. Andrew Morales is a resident of Houston, Texas.
You can't punish him for the things that he did in the past for a different crime, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, 9 years for stealing some stuff, that's pretty good. Okay. He's about to die in a little bit. You know what I mean? Let him live a little bit.
This is VOA News. President Trump told the New York Times this week if the investigations into any connection between his presidential campaign and Russia expand to include a probe of his family's finances, that would cross a line. Mr. Trump also expressed dismay with the decision by Attorney General Jeff Sessions to recuse himself from the Russian investigation. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone on the Times interview and comments about Sessions.
The sense you get from reading this interview is that Trump believes the attorney general should kind of be serving the president in a way and maybe almost acting as a protector. And, you know, traditionally in our country, the attorney general is supposed to be the top law enforcement person in the land and is supposed to try to remove him or herself from politics as much as possible. I think some Republicans, even on Capitol Hill, are a little concerned by these comments regarding Jeff Sessions.
After Sessions recused himself, his deputy appointed former FBI Director Robert Mueller as the special counsel to carry out the Russian probe. South Korea called on North Korea today to quickly accept its offer to hold military talks in a bid to ease rising border tensions on the Korean Peninsula and eventually to dismantle North Korea's nuclear weapons program. Pyongyang has yet to officially respond. Venezuelans who heeded the opposition call to strike against the government of President Nicolas Maduro encountered roadblocks across the country. Protesters clashed with police in some areas. A 24-year-old man was killed and three people were wounded. The Syrian army and members of Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group have launched a major ground offensive in a border area between the two countries. A government-controlled media agency reported military operations began early today from two fronts along the border. The offensive was widely expected after negotiations with militants to leave the area failed over the past few days. Oil giant ExxonMobil is suing the U.S. Treasury Department to stop a $2 million fine for violating sanctions against Russia, while Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was the Exxon CEO. Exxon said the decision is fundamentally unfair, insists it did nothing wrong. The Treasury Department and Exxon signed a contract in 2014 with Igor Sechin. He's the head of Russia's state-owned Rosneft Oil Company and a longtime business associate of Rex Tillerson. The U.S. State Department referred all questions to the Treasury Department. And a 6.7 magnitude earthquake killed at least two people and injured more than 100 on the Greek island of Kos today. Rescue teams were searching for people trapped inside of houses. Greek lies in an earthquake-prone zone. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.